Welcome to the Fast Business Growth Made Easy podcast, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs who are ready to start playing bigger in your business. You'll discover shortcuts and strategies from experts across the globe to help you create a thriving business and life you love. Now, your host, Yun Cannon.
Hi, it's Yun Cannon, and welcome to today's Q&A episode where I tackle your burning questions, whether it's on marketing, sales, growing your team, or productivity. If you have a question that you would like to ask, just go to my website at paramountbusinesscoach.com/ask-yun. That's Y-O-O-N. So I'd love to hear what your questions are, but let's go and tackle today's question that was submitted from Morgan.
Hi, Yoon. My name is Morgan Robinson with The Automated Therapist, automatedtherapist.com, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. My question is, what tips do you have for finding a solid virtual assistant, and how do you keep them accountable as well as build kind of a team morale if they live so far away and maybe you have multiple people on your team? And that's my question. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm hearing three parts to your question, Morgan. I heard how to find great team members, how to keep them accountable, and then how to build that team morale. So what I'd like to do is I really want to go a little deeper on each of those three questions. So I'm going to make this a three-part Q&A just on your one question. So today, let me just dive into the piece that is really about how to find, you know, a great, solid virtual assistant. And I will say, you know what, everything I'm going to share, it's whether you have employees or you're going to hire a virtual assistant, the tips and strategies are the same. It's going to apply the same. So I've been hiring employees since 1992. And really the last 8 years, I've been hiring virtual assistants. And so there's really a lot of similarity, you know, with how we're going to approach this. And so keep that in mind for those of you who might have a small business that you're really working with in-person employees and the strategies are going to be working the same.
All right, so let's dive into your first part, which was how to find the right VA. Now, I want to give you four tips to really be able to get some traction here. Now, the first step I would say is you need to define exactly, you know, who you need for this role. You want to make decisions, you know, do you want someone full-time or part-time? I also really recommend that you make a decision on their schedule. You know, what is the exact work schedule that's going to work best for you to have access to them and having them work on their tasks and projects, you know, when it's convenient for you to have access. So keep that in mind. You want to write out an exact job description that includes, you know, what is the position, the pay, and the perks. Okay, so we talked a little bit about this in Jeremy's episode, but I want to go over that part again. Now, the third thing with defining is you also want to define the personal qualities that are most important to you and why. And this really makes or breaks the whether or not, you know, you feel like you've got the right VA. So think about what are your key valuables. You know, I'll give you some examples. My top three key valuables for me is I want someone who's absolutely reliable and honest. You know, I need to be able to count on them. They can't skitz out and you know, be on time sometimes, right? So that's important. The other important thing for me is I need somebody who is absolutely good at taking initiative. They're not afraid to take the initiative, and there's somebody who can do their own critical thinking. You know, I'm not here to spoon feed tasks and then babysit. So I really need somebody who's really got that project manager type of personality. So I'm just sharing with you, you know, what my three are. And the third one for me is response to constructive feedback. And so there are some personalities out there who, you know, they just fall apart, you know, when it comes to taking constructive criticism. And I'll tell you what, I can't change that. You know, if they can't respond and they don't have that drive to get better and to improve, I mean, I am not a dictatorship style where I would be smacking them over the head with, oh my gosh, you did this wrong and that wrong. I mean, that is so not my style. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to have to handle somebody with kid gloves and never get your constructive feedback out. So for me, those are my top three, but you want to think about what are your top three for personal qualities that are most important to you, and that's what you want to define. Okay, so still in the define stage, think about, you know, write out with this virtual assistant, what would they gain from working with you? And this is a part that not a lot of employers think about, not a lot of self-employed people and business owners. Think about what is in it for them, you know, and so flesh that out and define that, include that in your job description. You know, so typically it's going to be things like, well, what are they looking for? You know, put yourself in their shoes. They like the ability that they can work from home, particularly for, of course, a virtual assistant. That gives them flexible hours. So if they're a mom, they can, you know, be there for their kids. If they are a single person, you know, they can just be out surfing at any destination. And they, as long as they have a laptop, they can work for you anywhere from the world. And I've had that too. I've had some guys work for me on my virtual team. And, you know, my one guy, that's what he loved to do is go play soccer and surf. And, you know, he actually lived in the UK. And so think about what's in it for them. All right. Ongoing training is another aspect that perhaps you could offer, but that is something that does resonate with a segment of people who want that professional development without having to put themselves back through college. So that's another piece. Think about security. You know, that people want a steady gig. They don't want just to freelance and, you know, have a roller coaster of sometimes they have work and sometimes they don't. So that's a valuable piece that a virtual assistant could have with you, you know, if you're offering them that security and that steady gig. And so make sure you highlight things like that in your job description. And two other points I would add to that would be advancement opportunity. You know, that's great for the highly motivated person who just wants to see themselves progress and, you know, get to the next level. So I have advancement opportunities available for all my virtual assistants. And just because they're virtual doesn't mean that there's no opportunity to, you know, career track their way to where they want to go. And the other piece I would say, as far as, you know, what would they gain working with you? Think about what you can offer as far as perks, okay? And so it could be, you know, discounts to your services or products. Perks could be, you know, anything from health insurance to being able to, you know, win certain contest incentives that you've got going on. So think about fleshing that out. And this is all in the define stage, all right? So we talked about part-time or full-time, their schedule, write the job description, figure out your personal qualities that you really that are really most important to you, and then, of course, write out what they would gain working with you. The second step, once you define, is then now you're ready to search, okay? And this is where a lot of people do get confused. You know, where do you go to find a great virtual assistant? Well, there's four different places you can go. You know, one, you go to freelance sites. You know, there's freelance sites out there like hiremymom.com. I got my very first virtual assistant when I started my coaching practice in 2008 from Hire My Mom. And then, of course, there's more international type platforms like guru.com, you know, Odesk. But you can Google freelance sites. I mean, there's freelancer.com. So the one category would be someone who's freelancing and they know they want to set their own hours. The second type of sites that you're looking for that you can Google would be virtual assistant agencies. Okay. So VA agencies for short, you can Google that. There's a ton of them out there, and that's great if you want, you know, a whole built-in team there. And so if somebody's sick and you absolutely, you know, can't do without them, then they have backup people. They've got project managers. They've got people with, you know, very specific skill sets. So a VA agency may be what you might be looking for. And so take a look at that. The third place to search would be in your own social media community. So I would put updates out in your LinkedIn personal profile, put updates in your LinkedIn groups, your Facebook groups. You know, ask people in the groups you belong to for recommendations. And you could even, you know, put the post on your website and email your list. So those are some places, you know, to search for virtual assistants. And you notice they're pretty much all online, right? Because a virtual assistant is somebody who does work right from the internet. So they're hooked in. Those are some categories to search. All right. So now that you've defined and you've posted your opening, now the next thing to do as you're starting to collect candidates and applications, the next thing I want you to keep in mind is you want to have a system that tests your applicants. Okay. So the number one mistake that I see people make when hiring, whether it's hiring VAs or employees, is that they're jumping right from the interview to welcome to the team. You start tomorrow. And, you know, now that it's this permanent relationship, right? And then this is where, you know, the first several weeks can get hairy. And then you feel like you both have this massive commitment to each other. Plus, they already feel like they've got the job, so they're not going to continue to show you their best work. I'm saying not everybody, okay? So it's important to test. So here's three tips on testing. What I do is, in the second interview, I give everybody a test assignment that they should be able to complete within 30 to 60 minutes, okay? So if I'm interviewing a marketing assistant, I want to take a look at, you know, have them rate themselves a 1 to 10 in a bunch of different areas. And if they rated themselves a 10, as in graphic design, let's say, then I might give them a test assignment for their second interview and something that they should be able to complete within 30 to 60 minutes. And then I'm looking for, can they follow directions? I'm looking for, can they turn this around in a timely manner? And I'm also looking for the quality of work. So if they did rate themselves a 10, I'm expecting that they're pretty darn good at that skill. And this is interesting. You know, I've had several people, some candidates, they underestimate themselves. They give themselves a 7 or 8 and you give them a test assignment and they just wow you. You know, love that, right? But then the second interview test is really key because there are people that you get so excited about because they rated themselves a 10 in all 10 categories that you gave them. And you're going, wow, this is a perfect fit. I'm ready to hire them tomorrow. And then you give them a test assignment and you realize, oh my gosh, they have no idea what they're doing. And then sure enough, what comes out is that they admit, oh, well, you know, I was familiar. I know I could learn it and I'm a 10 at learning it. And, you know, they just weren't really honest with that. So this is why I do a test interview assignment in the second interview. If they pass the second interview test, and I've got 3-4 different candidates, hopefully more, but we try to shoot for 3 or 4, then I'm going to invite several of them to a 2-week paid trial. And they know that it's just a trial and I want to see their best work. And I'm telling them, this is what I'm looking for. You know, I am looking at your ability to take initiative. I'm looking at your ability to follow directions. I'm looking for your quality work, your detail to attention, you know, all your communication, all of that, right? So you'd be surprised. Some people just die in the first 3 days of their 2-week paid trial. And you know what? If it's that terrible, that gives you immediately the opportunity to say, you know, we were intending to do a 2-week trial, but I don't think you're the right fit for us. So we'll let you go and, you know, good luck to you. And perhaps I can point you to another, you know, industry to take a look at. On the flip side, then there are certainly many instances where people do show you their best work in that 2-week time period. And that gives you a much stronger sense, you have much more information as to who would be the best fit for you. So the testing period is gold. So the other thing to test during that period, by the way, is you're also testing how they respond to your constructive feedback. You want to see, do they make the adjustments? Are they getting their, you know, feelings hurt? Now, of course, don't bark at them. But if you're being professional and helpful and wanting to help them improve, then you want to take a look how well they responded to that. Okay, so that by itself is gold, because I know that a lot of people, most people, most of my clients, you know, aren't doing this when we first work on this issue. And then they're always really surprised how well it works and how it gives them such a better choice, selection of who should really fulfill that role. Okay, so that was step three. Now, we talked about defining, we talked about posting it with searching, okay? The testing is the step three. And then step four would be train. And this is another piece that I see people not always having a strong emphasis on, okay? But if you want to find the right VA, you know, yes, of course, they want to pass all the hoops there in the testing phase, but the right VA also needs to be equipped with the right training and make sure that you do provide that. Now, early on, I mentioned you want to search for people who already have, or did I? Or maybe I meant to. All right. So the point is that you do want to search for people who already have the core skills that you're looking for, but here's what happens. Invariably, what happens is you're going to find candidates who may not rate themselves a 10 in every task so that you're looking for one person to do. So I would say, you know, that's where, again, where the training comes in. So start a training, start creating a training library of your standard operating procedures. And, you know, start using that to being the system that you follow. And think about system. You know, system stands for save yourself time, energy, money, and sanity. This is what you want your training to be, is everybody goes through the same training process and the same training content. I prefer it to be recorded so you don't have to, you know, go through it manually yourself every time. And by the way, just having a training library, you know, this works for my clients who are operating a six-figure business, a seven-figure, you know, or eight-figure business. In fact, one of my clients recently, you know, they're doing about $18 million. Well, just instituting this one tip of creating a training library, that alone, we figured out, has saved them $160,000 a year just on that one tip alone. So think about that for your business. Training is an important element. I do want to mention that if creating an entire training library for your virtual assistant sounds overwhelming to you, that I do offer within my PowerBiz Academy program access for my members to let their virtual assistant team, you know, follow along with all the training videos that I have in my particular library. So it's not actually something you can get into right now. We don't have an opening at this moment, but you could get on the wait list and then we notify you as soon as there is an opening. So that is paramountbusinesscoach.com/product. And then you'll see on the webpage, you'll see PowerBiz Academy, and then just get yourself on the wait list. Okay, so we tackled part one of your question, Morgan, on how to find the right virtual assistant. What I'd like to do is invite you to stay tuned next week for part two and three to hear Morgan's questions answered there. Now, part two was how do you keep your virtual assistant accountable? And then how do you build a team morale with your virtual team? Now, if you'd like to get that delivered straight to your inbox, then I would say go to my website at paramountbusinesscoach.com and sign up for our newsletter and it will get delivered straight to your inbox. Okay, so to wrap, if you've got a question you'd like to ask, just go to my Ask Yun page at paramountbusinesscoach.com and click the green button to let you start recording. I'd love to hear your questions. That's it for today, guys. Have a great week, and that's a wrap.